Okay, we'll just try this one more time, okay?
No. Remember, last week, you announced it. Hey, calm down this time. Last week, we might have gone a little too quick, got a little too frantic, because to be honest with you,
what?
I thought we were just testing the fancy machine.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You can pretend for that.
See, now I know what you're doing.
You're listening to
now,
Zen.
Now, I know. I know you did.
Can I just announce
it? Now you're just winding me up.
You're listening to Zen. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
But then
you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
No.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Yeah, but you see, this is too long.
I was going to play the whole song.
Don't.
But then everybody's like this on the radio.
No. Look.
Okay, fuck, I'll turn it
you
off.
You said it. Well,
fine.
This
fine.
Is just because
fine.
Earlier you
fine.
Said Neil Sedaka
whatever.
Wrote that. When it turned out it was Neil Diamond.
I knew it was Neil Diamond the
you
whole time.
You didn't know a I thing. Did. You thought it was that effeminate piano player.
No, Neil Diamond's not an effeminate piano
Neil
player.
Neil Sedaka's an effeminate piano player. Neil Diamond is an insane person. Remember, did you ever see the jazz singer with Lucy Arnaz Jr.?
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
great.
She wasn't Lucy Arnaz Jr.
What was her name? He was.
What was Lucy's daughter's name? She was in it. She was the star along with... That's a dream casting. Can we get a movie where we can get Neil Diamond and is it Lucy Arnaz
Jr.? Lucy Arnaz Jr.
It's Lucy Arnaz.
It's Lucy Arnaz.
Yeah.
Not Junior. Where'd you get Junior from?
Junior's from...
That's her daughter.
Brother.
Her brother.
Her brother would be Ricky.
Desi Arnaz.
Desi Arnaz Jr.
Desi Arnaz
she
Jr.
She was just Lucy Arnaz.
She was Lucy Arnaz Sr.
What a dream casting.
But she named her daughter Lucy Arnaz Junior.
No, did she?
Yeah. After Desi Arnaz.
That's not
Junior.
Even close
that
to
is,
the truth.
That is true.
Look at you.
Google it.
That's your answer to everything.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Yes,
so
you are. So how was your... Ask me where I was.
Where were you, Mike?
Look at my hat, Phil.
Jail?
Switzerland.
Oh.
Why does that...
I don't know.
It's
like a prison.
It's
the kind of thing you wear while you're getting...
I was
raped.
In Switzerland with the gayest Hell's Angels ever.
Gayest Hell's Angels.
I don't mean that. No.
I know.
Very nice.
No, you were talking about like you, but you mean like the Christian guys.
We are no. These are the
what are they called? The God Squad.
No. These are proper Hell's Angels.
Do you know the Christian guys?
I wasn't talking about.
No. But they're called the God Squad.
I don't care about
it. It's called the
God. I wasn't with them in Switzerland.
It doesn't matter.
I'm telling a real story. See, this was supposed to be more about me. This whole thing is supposed to be about me.
You said you were ready to do a podcast, and now you're just not
but
even...
But you won't let me get it in.
No, you're just telling
the story. Your name's even not on the podcast, and you're not letting me do a thing.
So where were you?
Where was I?
Switzerland.
Oh, right, Switzerland. Because my hat is... I'm wearing a hat that...
it looks like a prison
unit. It's a Swiss emblem. And it says on the back, since 1291. Or that could be the price.
That's the price.
Nope.
Hey, the jokes keep coming. Fast and loud.
See, if anything ruins the podcast, really, it'll be you.
Oh,
it'll
no.
be that
I'm not
going to
ruin
thing.
My podcast. Yeah, I'm the making it work.
You're not. This isn't making it work.
You wouldn't even know what I'd
these
turn a button
just,
on.
We had...
You'd be recording this on your phone in your
room. What's the name
in
of that
your
hotel
room?
In Switzerland? It's like a Jury's Inn. It's pretty cheap.
Oh, Ramada.
No. Cheaper. Obis.
Renaissance. Ibis.
No, Ibis.
The Ibis.
Right, with... With a biker
Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels, the musical. They were all killers. All giant killers. But they were the cutest.
Oh, the cutest.
They were up every morning for the early breakfast. Not one of them up on a motorcycle. They all came out on minibuses.
Did they have
American Hell's Angels must look at their brethren in Europe and go, oh, giant
what
pussies.
Are they doing?
They're making us all look stupid.
Exactly.
But then not one with a motorcycle. There was, like, literally, I bet there were like 60 of them.
Yeah.
Not one motorbike.
No.
Some of them showed up in electric hybrids. They all have jobs.
Those little, like, scooter things?
No, just like...
Those, like, mobility scooters. That would be great.
A car. No, you see, now you're just... Now, see, now I'm not
even... I'm just trying to be funny because this is supposed to be comedy.
Don't try.
It's a self-help...
Don't try. It's not a self-help thing.
It is a self-help thing. Last... Our last episode was every fucking week. It's in the self-help category. It went to number 8 last week, Mike.
Well, in self-help.
Yeah, in self-help. We're not in the comedy section.
I don't know. This is
why would we be in the comedy section?
This is too... No, see,
it's not nothing. It's nothing like
that. There's no groove. We're not doing anything.
We are grooving. You were trying to tell some story.
You told a story,
but you didn't even say nothing
boring.
Happened. There was no story.
We are halfway through the second episode.
You watched
and it's
bikers.
Already fucking boring.
You watched bikers eat breakfast. That was your story. Mike.
I never got that. No, we never got.
What happened to you this week that was interesting? Where are you going?
I'm not doing it.
You could do it.
No, fuck it. This is ridiculous.
What? You can't go all the way over there.
No one's going to listen to this bullshit. There's no one thinking this through.
I tell you who will listen to this. The fucking Hell's Angels bikers, that's who. And then when they hear this podcast, they're gonna come looking for you, Mike Wilmot.
Come, what are they gonna do? They're gonna have tea with me? They were having a shitty hotel breakfast.
They're gonna make you
bikers don't wake up early to get the shit breakfast at the Ibis.
Maybe they were still up, Mike. Maybe they'd been out partying all night.
No, they were coiffed. They smelled good. They were coiffed. All their shirts. They had the newest Hell's Angels t-shirts. The nicest jackets.
Well, they had were called angels at some
point. I'm hoping beyond hope they're still selling acid to children. That's all I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, that's common in Switzerland, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
acid. There's little houses where you can go and get acid for your children.
Bunkers. A lot of bunker looking places.
Have you seen that?
Country.
Did you go to the smack basements?
Like they're like 10 stories below. What kind of country goes 10 stories below?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're hiding shit.
Yeah, Jews.
Yeah, Jews. And no, they're teeth. The Jews were...
Okay, so now we got two listeners. We got Hell's Angels and the Jews. This is the kind of...
Look, I'm more scared of Jews than those Hell's Angels at the Ibis.
Oh, I know what you're doing. This is just clickbait.
What? And urban ones. Not Israelis. Different breed altogether.
No.
I'm not your urban. You're Woody Allen's. You're a bunch of little 80-year-old rapists. Those
right.
guys.
Oh, those guys,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80-year-old. Oh, he likes teenage women. You know,
it's just in a movie. Doesn't really happen.
Shot in black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he can't be
a rapist. He's a mentor.
That's black and white.
He's a mentor.
Yes.
He's mentoring her.
He's probably just doing that because... The Swedish director did it earlier.
So
Igmar was probably...
He's just trying to fit in.
Banging 12-year-olds, too.
Sure. Who wasn't in those days?
Yeah, well,
in these days.
You can't tell. No one counted. That was before they had years.
It's like the Hotel California.
What?
That's the Hotel California.
What is?
That's the story of Hotel California. You may never leave.
You can't leave. Don't try and leave.
You can't leave.
Don't try and listen.
Check out.
I remember that song when I was a kid. It played every 30 or 40 seconds.
That song forever.
I worked at the hardware store. I would rather hear the key machine than that fucking song.
Would you like to hear a really funny story, Mike?
It's not about whether I want to. It's whether our...
I'm going
to
tell you a really funny story now.
Self-help group wants to hear it.
What the fuck?
I hope that picked it. See, that's what we're learning.
What are we learning?
With the Zen. It's how you touch the chimes. And that so far, really.
Yep.
That was because it was just...
I feel calmer.
That's a little Zenny.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is...
Xanadu.
No, don't turn it... Why do you always go gay?
Xanadu. I'm not going gay. It's Xanadu.
No, dude.
To John, there's nothing gay about Xanadu.
There's nothing gay about Xanadu the way you say it.
What? Have you seen Xanadu? That's not a gay movie.
Is there a way you
There's nothing gay in Xanadu.
Pronounce Xanadu masculinely.
Xanadu. Yeah, exactly.
That's if that's the movie you're referring to, then yes.
Xanadu. That'll do.
Xanadu.
Santa Claus.
Why do we always break into song?
Because I like singing.
Why did I say song?
Because I think singing,
I love Barbara Streisand. I think deeply.
You do.
I always have.
Step by step, getting it together.
That could be the theme of our...
That would be the theme.
Get off the computer.
Step by step.
Not on my podcast.
Do you know the song?
No.
Do you know the song? Oh, it's so good.
What are you talking about?
But the song, Getting It Together by Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
What? Oh, sorry. Would she really,
no, I liked her. I liked her as a comedy actress. I loved her in What's Up, Doc. I had a big crush on her. And I can't stand the musical stuff.
Why not?
Because it's not funny. Funny girl wasn't funny.
So what
the funny lady wasn't funny. How can you call something funny girl and funny lady and not be funny?
Yeah. Here you go. I think this is right.
Oh,
this
so you're going to play it anyway?
Yeah.
Even though I've told you I don't want to hear it.
Doesn't matter. Oh, no, that's not it. Fuck.
Oh, see? Oh.
That's terrible. Okay.
See, I don't like when the podcast starts going more your way. I think that's when we lose listeners.
You know what? You can track on Podomatic. You can track when people...
Well, I think we should do
to
that.
To the minute.
I think we should Actually, do that.
Do me a favor. No. If you are listening...
No.
Next time Mike tells one of his funny, hilarious
travel
tales, when he regales us with his travel tales, oh, guess where I've got a new pair of gloves? Guess where I got these, Phil? It was in Estonia with the...
Everyone's off. Right now, if there's a fast forward. No,
they're not fast forwarding.
Can you do that?
They were actually putting it back and replaying it and playing it again. It was so...
You're making it too fast!
Yeah. So...
All right. This is two.
Yep.
This is two.
I don't know.
Two out of how many? I don't know how many we're going to do.
Two.
This could be
two out of two.
This could be the last one.
It could be the first one.
I don't think it's... I don't... Well, it's, I would like to think that maybe the sixth or seventh one will be the first one.
Yeah. Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
So, did you do any research into Zen?
Even a little. No. Well, I think it really... What? Zen, the way I look at it, is it's a pipe dream. I don't think it really exists. I think it's more of a name of a restaurant.
Right.
That's what I think. I think a dream, whatever it is, to be at peace at one and blah, you can't. You know why? Because you're going to be dead soon. And so there's no calming down.
No.
There's no relaxing, because way, way, way in the back of your fucking mind is you're gonna die.
You're dead.
So fuck it. There is no Zen. Yeah. Not tonight. Not today.
Do you think the Dalai Lama wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, oh, I'm going to die. No, I'm coming back again.
I hope. No, if he doesn't, he's insane.
He's going to come back as an ant.
He's insane. He's not coming back. He never even came back first time. It's a fluke. He's a dick.
No. Oh, you know what? I saw him at Glastonbury. He had his birthday party at Glastonbury. And they brought a big cake on. He had a cake. A huge cake for the Dalai Lama's birthday. I think the Dalai Lama doesn't eat cake. Anyway, they put a huge knife in his hand, and I thought, uh-oh, this is the first time he's had a knife in his hand. And imagine if he just went nuts and just killed everyone. And,
we can edit this Michael part out, right?
No,
see,
I think...
See, that's not where I want
to
go.
So anyway, I went to this gig in Hungary where I got my earrings.
No, I
was with the two girls from the Veronicas.
Don't know what that means.
You don't even know what it means.
Don't even know what it.
You don't even what Veronicas. You know what the Veronicas are? The two singers.
No, don't.
It's two.
You keep talking about Glastonbury. I know what that is. I thought it was.
You should go.
It sounds like a flavor.
You should go to Glastonbury.
I don't want to go.
You should go.
No, it sounds dumb.
It's not dumb. Okay, I reckon we peaked on our first episode.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't even... See, well, the thing is, I knew this was going to be recorded, so I've been holding back.
Yeah, well, oh, is that right? So now this is your good stuff. This is your A game now, is it?
No, that's for the
third season. You know, Zen spelt backwards is
Nez.
Nez. What? What? Why are you even... What? What's the point of that?
Anyway,
yeah.
With editing, this should come out...
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to. I love it. No, this is.
But you know, if
what I've always wanted.
If we're going to end with songs, this time, I would love to end with the song I was tormented as a child with. If we can find it.
Oh, I know the one.
Okay.
I find it. I've got it. I know the one.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember that? Do you remember the Police album called Zenyatta Mondetta? The Police.
I'm not talking about the police. No,
you
saw me do the neck thing. It means we're not potting anymore. That was
no.
Then.
That
we'll go to that
what
song.
Do you mean, go to the song. Do the song. Well, I'll put the song in.
You
there.
Said I'll do it. I said
I know. Well, I'll just put it in. And will you expect me to do it now?
No, I figured we'd stop recording.
No, it didn't stop recording. Why would you have to stop recording? We just put the song.
I don't want to keep talking.
But you're talking now.
But I thought that was a nice way to end it. It was a nice way to end it.
What, end the podcast?
No. all of it. Just
but we're going to come back to this that bit of it.
Right now. Stop it now.
Now.
Now. Put, I'll ring the tank. No, but I'll ring the tank and then we'll stop. We're just going to stop right here.
Okay. Okay.
So no, it's just
no, pause.
No.
Okay. Now. So we're back after that. Well, why did people pick
back?
On you?
No, I don't want to be back.
I thought we were going to put a song
in. No, we're done.
We're not even only been like 5 minutes.
It's been way longer than five.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It hasn't.
It has to be.
Five. It's more. What? 5 minutes.
Well, no, you're fooling me. Now you're tricking me. Now you're tricking me. Now this is trickery.
I'm tricking you.
This is absolute
tricking. You would be going to pick up the phone and go, oh my God, it's Hell's Angels.
No, I know,
That would be a trick.
It was a true story. You're tricking. Clearly, that's not. Five.
It was obviously a true story, Mike, because there was nothing humorous about it. Oh, yeah.
We could have found
I went into the kitchen.
That's all you do. I can't go a minute without you going,
you wouldn't believe.
I'm getting all pulled
there,
in,
there was a Sammy Davis Jr. lookalike guy on the bus once.
I never said that.
Yeah, but you may as well. That's how your stories are.
No wonder all... There was
I was in Zurich, and there was a guy smoking a cigarette.
It's a power trip.
A cigarette on the street.
Absolute power trip is what you're doing right now. So that's got to be way over 5 minutes.
No,
it's got to be.
It might be.
What do you mean it might be? It's all your machinery. You got all the machinery. What time is it?
I don't know. So it's I just
don't we know?
Really? That was the end. We'll have to edit this bit out because you fucked it up now.
Well, we don't have to edit this out.
You did.
This is funny, sorta.
No.
No. Look,
Scott, I, you know what? I've tuned out. I'm the last. I'm the one and only.
Within seconds.
You know how I said we got 200 hits last week?
You lied.
I listened to it 200 times, Mike, just to get the numbers up. I put up with it.
You probably did. Ah, fuck you, Phil. Tell you that time I actually talked to Joe Walsh.
This is still playing. You know, you're still recording.
I know,
this.
I know.
You're talking over the end song.
It's a good story.
No, that's.
I talked to Joe Walsh on the phone.
What do you mean? What happened?
A friend of mine used to sing for the James Gang, Roy Kenner. He owned Solitaires.
I know, yeah, Solitaires. Yeah.
Played there.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh was in the Ringo Starr All Star Band. And when they came to Toronto, he phoned Roy so they could catch up. And when I picked up the phone, it was the craziest man in the world on the other end of the phone. It was Joe Walsh.
Another great story. Thanks. I'll do that, yeah. When this is finished.
But then we'll lose the Joe Walsh story.
What?
I don't want to lose the Joe Walsh story.
You're not going to lose the Joe Walsh story.
I will have said it during this recording.
Well, I'll paste it on
you
over
there. You don't even know what you're saying.
I do know what I'm saying.
Hey, you kids, turn it down!
Shut up, Dad!
That's enough with your recording!
Hey, who stole my teeth? Hey, you kids! How come the couch smells of piss?
It's incontinence, Dad! Alright, turn it off.
It is a long song.
Yeah, turn it off. It's over. It's over. That was a good... I feel zany. Let's give it a little wiggle. Good night, Phil. When this old world
world gets me down, and there's no love to be found. I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song. In the playground in my mind, in a world that used to be, close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song. In my mind, see.